Weather say this freak weather spell, along with last summer's heatwave, are just signs that the planet is heating up to a dangerous level due to global warming. Well, Chris Southall is a Green Party member in Tendring and lives in an eco-house in Clacton. Chris is a general election candidate for the Greens and lives in the eco-house. Joins me now. Good morning to you, Chris.
Hiya, Sadie.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us. So are you loving this weather, Chris? Is it marvellous?
Yes and no, but I'm pretty scared about it, to be honest. We've got lots of blossom out, which is absolutely great. My bees are flying on the blossom. But I also know that because of the chaos that our climate's in, if the weather turns really cold again, the blossom will all get killed.
Mm. But it happens, doesn't it? I mean, that does happen. I've known
it does happen, but the chaos is becoming more extreme, as we've been seeing for the last few years. In fact, you know, this time last year we had snow. This year we've got the hottest day ever recorded.
Mm. I remember probably 80. No, not even that. 78. I'm thinking. Yeah, about 78. I went down to Cornwall for Easter, and it snowed.
Yes.
So haven't these things always... Whereas in 76,
well,
it'd been a heat wave.
Statistically, the last 10 years are the hottest. 9 out of the last 10 years are the hottest ever recorded. So, I mean, you have to go by statistics when you're looking at long-term weather things. But, you have to trust the scientists. And the scientists say that we're heading for big, big problems.
Well, we know that, you know, we can stop doing our fires, and I mean, it's great that they're finding new food sources that may help to stop the climate change. But isn't it just time? I mean, we've got so much going on in the world at the moment to just enjoy the nice weather and to sort of say, well, we're doing what we can, but we might as well enjoy these little warm spells we get.
Yeah, but we might not enjoy the weather in the middle of the summer. I mean, I don't know about you, but we had 2.5 months of no rain here, and we grow our own food. It's really difficult.
Mm.
But on top of that, there's lots and lots of creatures that are becoming extinct. There's a whole new movement now called Extinction Rebellion, which is protesting and taking direct action about the extinction of like 40% of the creatures in the world are becoming extinct. And we're next on the list if we don't do something.
How does the weather affect food growth, with Grow Your Own, etc.?
Well, as I say, we had such a bad drought in the middle of last year, so that was a real struggle just to keep things going. We were watering from a well. We don't use mains water here. But the farmers also, their crop yield was about 20% down last year because of the weather. And there's worse on the horizon because a lot of the little creatures that help our crops grow are becoming extinct as well.
But isn't that down to people spraying stuff and all that?
That's another problem, you see. We're accumulating so many environmental problems, and they're all coming together, unfortunately. That we really all need to take this a lot more seriously.
Do you know what worries me, though, Chris? Because I totally get it. I'm a total and utter recycler. We try and do our bit. We try to avoid, harming the planet as much as possible.
How much meat do you eat?
Pardon? I don't eat any.
Well done.
Vegetarian. So I eat fish,
excellent.
And I'm cutting that down. So I've discovered jackfruit, which I think could be a saviour for us.
You're on the list of the goodies. Well done.
Well, I try, Chris, but my worry is that if you try and frighten people, they tried to do that with Brexit. They really did, and they're doing it now. It's a big frightening campaign. People go against that. They get fed up with it, and they actually go, you know what, it's so bad, I can't do anything. So I had that from a friend, an intelligent friend recently, who said, you know what, we know we can't change it. We know we're told this and that and the other. I'm not going to change it by recycling my cardboard. And I actually think sometimes it's far better to say, look, we're doing all this, and we're changing, and we can change it. Because all this...
That really neatly brings us round to our place here, because what we do here is we try and show people things that they can do in their own lives
Good.
To make a difference. And we have people that come and volunteer here, or they come and have a look around, and we're trying to develop techniques and ways of living that actually damage the planet less. And obviously, you know, this is all a stage in development, and we need to do things nationally as well. You know, we need to give up generating electricity from fossil fuels and do a lot more renewables and many, many things that the government needs to do, which they're not doing. But there's a lot we can do personally as well. And the meat thing was one thing, you know, that we've talked about. But there's a lot more. We've actually got a website that people can go and look at to get ideas. And there are tons of other websites on the net that you can go and get ideas. So change your lifestyle. Don't feel powerless. Don't feel depressed.
Because that's the thing. I just think if we bash people, they just don't want to know. It's just like, you've had enough. I tell you what, I don't believe in it. It's not going to be in my lifetime. It always happens. It's a cycle of the world. I'm not going to bother. And I just think it just doesn't help. Whereas when you see great stories of, right, we've cleaned up this river, or people litter picking, and you go, well done. It's making our lives better and for the children's lives better. But it's just, you've got to be positive out there as well. We really have. And positively, I'm going to enjoy this weather. And it
so am I. In fact, I'm gardening at this very moment, trying to catch up. So we have to enjoy it, but we also need to do what we need to do to make things more stable.
Exactly.
Chaos,
Chris,
is no good for anybody.
It certainly isn't. Chris Southall, Green Party member in Tendring, thank you very much indeed for joining us. 0800 111 44.